This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new state law.
House Bill 810.
House Bill 810 was introduced on January 9th, sent to the Missouri Senate on March 5th, heard by the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on March 24th, returned to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 17th, truly agreed to and finally passed on April 22nd, and signed into law on May 13th. House Bill 810 was passed as a consent bill, meaning it is non-controversial and traditionally not amended during discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Senator Adam Schnelting of St. Charles is the bill handler. He says this new law will designate the Davie and Natalie Lloyd Memorial Highway in Newton County.
On a certain portion of Highway 60 from Kodiak Road, continuing to the East Cemetery Road in Newton County. As the body may recall, Davie and Natalie gave their lives for the gospel and for the young children of Haiti when they were missionaries down in Haiti, and they were martyred for their faith. This is the son-in-law and the daughter of Representative Baker. Would love to see this bill unanimously passed by the body today, Mr. President.
In addition, costs for this designation will be paid for by private donations. House Bill 810 will take effect on August 28th. In the meantime, the governor still has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without his signature.
I thought it was a very good budget.
This includes the appropriations proposals for the upcoming fiscal year. Fiscal year 2026 will start on Tuesday, July 1st. Crafting our state's financial blueprint is a long process that begins with the Missouri Senate Appropriations, House Budget, and Executive Branch forming what is called the Consensus Revenue Estimate for the next fiscal year in December. This is followed by the House Budget Chair introducing appropriations legislation in January, dozens of hearings in each chamber, and then the Missouri House of Representatives sending its version of a spending plan to the upper chamber either in late March or early April. From here, the Missouri Senate passes its own version, holds conference committee hearings with the Missouri House of Representatives, and then sends the final budget to the governor for his consideration. The executive branch then has time to pore through thousands of line items and can make the decision to veto certain line items without vetoing an entire bill. Any and all vetoes can be reconsidered during the annual veto session in September. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he believes the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget, like those before it, was put together properly.
I thought it was a very good budget. We give credit to Senator Huff, who's run a good process there, and everybody has their say in it. I personally am not on the Appropriations Committee, but I think it's done very well. It's very organized, and it seems to be very efficient.
The fiscal year 2026 state operating budget totals nearly $50 billion. We will go into more detail on the budget next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.